In Fort Pierce, Florida, a jury has found Ryan Ruth guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump last year when he was running for president. Ruth was arrested after a Secret Service agent spotted him with a rifle near where Trump was golfing at his West Palm Beach club. The jury just took 2 hours to deliberate before returning a guilty verdict on all five counts. NPR's Greg Allen is in Fort Pierce. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Mary Louise.
This didn't take long for the jury to deliberate. Was that expected?
It was not a total surprise. Originally, federal judge Eileen Cannon thought this case could take a month. But then Ruth became dissatisfied with his lawyers, and the judge gave him permission to represent himself in court. And that sped things up significantly. Prosecutors in their case offered 38 witnesses and a trove of evidence over 7 days. Acting as his own lawyer, though, Ruth did very little to challenge the facts that were laid out by the prosecutors. He called just 3 witnesses and wrapped up his defense after just a few hours. And clearly that defense and his closing argument didn't do enough to undercut the case that prosecutors laid out. And that's that he planned to assassinate Donald Trump but was discovered and stopped by an alert Secret Service agent.
One fact to point out, Ruth fled, we know, from Trump's golf club last September without firing his gun. And I'm wondering, did that provide any sort of opening for him to challenge the charge of attempted assassination?
Well, before the trial started, the judge agreed with prosecutors that saying he abandoned the assassination attempt or that he was incapable of carrying it out for some reason could not be used as a defense. And prosecutors had only to show that Ruth had the intent to assassinate Trump and that he took a substantial step toward carrying it out. In his closing argument today, prosecutor Christopher Brown reminded jurors that Ruth bought a gun, traveled to Palm Beach County, purchased ammunition, and spent more than a month tracking Trump's movements and planning the attack. Every single one of those, he said, is a substantial step. On the question of Ruth's intent to assassinate Trump, prosecutors had his own words that they presented to the jury. They showed them web searches he conducted and text messages he sent. And they showed jurors the letter that Ruth left behind with a friend. This is the letter that begins, "Dear world, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you."
So what kind of defense did Ruth offer?
Well, in his closing argument today, Ruth tried to convince the jury that although he came to Florida from North Carolina with a semi-automatic rifle and set up a sniper's position at Trump's golf club, that he lacked the capacity to actually carry out the assassination. He repeatedly referred to his peacefulness, gentleness, and nonviolence and said he lacked the, quote, cold heart needed to kill someone. At one point today, he suggested that he actually planned to shoot Trump while the candidate was golfing on the fifth hole, 375 yards from the sniper's hiding place. The opportunity was there, but the trigger was not pulled, Ruth said. The crime was not committed.
And I guess we learned with this guilty verdict today just how well that argument went over in court.
Right. Well, and in her instructions to the jury, Judge Cannon reminded them that abandoning a plan can't be used as a defense. She warned Ruth as he prepared to deliver his closing argument today that he'd have to restrict his remarks to evidence that was actually introduced at the trial. He repeatedly strayed from that, though. At one point, he tried to explain to the jury why his defense was so limited. He said he wanted to subpoena 20 witnesses and introduce 500 exhibits, but rulings by the court prevented that. And that led Judge Cannon to immediately stop the proceedings temporarily and issue Ruth a stern warning.
Greg, how did Ruth react today in court to this verdict, guilty on all counts?
Right. You know, he's been calm and reasonable throughout the trial. But after the guilty verdict, though, as the jury was finally out, he suddenly tried to stab himself with a pen. It was quite a scene. Several marshals, U.S. marshals, quickly subdued him. Ruth's daughter, Sarah, who was in the courtroom, began shouting then. "He didn't hurt anyone. This is not fair," she said. And she was removed from the courtroom. Ruth was placed in shackles. His sentencing now with Judge Cannon is set for mid-December. He faces a maximum penalty of life in prison.
NPR's Greg Allen reporting in Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.